members refuses to accept Zachariah as a son-in-law for no other reason than Zachariah's ancestors and Layla's ancestors were from different areas. True progress is not in achieving a degree or wealth. True progress is in putting deen as the first factor when it comes to making a choice. Think about our prejudices and don't look at what people might say. It's difficult to give up our lifelong prejudices, but we can lift up our hands and make dua that Allah helps us overcome it. Mulana finally gets home after a long night.
Assalamu alaikum, Choti.
Wa alaikum salam. Teddy, I think Mai's asleep. What happened? Did you manage to get Layla out of the club?
Hey, alhamdulillah. She didn't even have a chance to go in. Just make dua now. Maybe Zakaria and her will get married soon, inshallah.
That's great. Wow. How did that happen?
You must ask Layla about it. Ari, can I borrow your phone, please, man, for half an hour?
Sure. Yeah. Who's that rose for, Daddy?
It's for your mother. Hey, please make me a cup of tea, Adi. Choti? Oh, you are awake. That's good.
Where were you?
I was busy with Yusuf.
Oh, Yusuf is now more important than us.
But I thought you didn't want me at home anymore. I'm just joking, man. Choti, this is for you.
A rose?
Gee, remember that poem I used to tell you back when we were newlywed, when I was still a student? في بستاني زهرة كثيرة لكن أنت وردة ملكة البستان.
I vaguely remember. What does it mean?
In my garden there were many flowers, but you are the rose, the queen of the garden. Choti, I'm sorry about earlier our argument.
Your apology is accepted, but you should have phoned earlier to say you will be late. You know how worried I was.
Maaf, man. But I told Adi to tell you that I'll be late.
She didn't tell probably because she's upset with me. You know, we had a big fight earlier. Didn't she complain about her bad mother to you?
She never said a word. Choti, why do you and Adi fight? It's sad because, you know, the peace of our home is destroyed. You are the two most beloved people in the world to me. And I hate to see you all at loggerheads.
But she just makes me so upset. She doesn't have any respect for me, you know?
But it's normal. I mean, when somebody doesn't treat us well, we don't know how to react except with disrespect. I think appreciate what she does and tell her you appreciate it. And I promise you, she'll speak to you in a better way, man.
But...
Shh, Choti, please listen to me. I always had this dream when I was young that I would become the Salahuddin of my time. And my family would be like the family of Salahuddin also. But that huge dream of mine, it's being crushed by the small piece of flesh, the tongue.
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that, Choti, you are a wonderful person. And I get so happy when I wake up in the middle of the night to see you reading tahajjud. I make shukr for such a wife. And everything you do for me also, how kind you are to my mother. I can never ever thank you enough. I make dua every day that Allah grant you every ni'mat in the akhirah because the sabr you make when I can't afford to buy you things. All I ask is speak nicely, you know, to me, to Adila, and speak well of people also, you know. If there's nothing good to speak about anyone, then rather keep quiet, Choti, and don't think for other people also. Otherwise, our home will not be a place of comfort, but a place where I can't wait to run away from every day. Choti, please don't cry now. I'm sorry for hurting you by saying all this, but I can't take it anymore, man.
Choti's heart is touched by the softness that Ramadan brings to the heart. Mulana's words strike her heart, and she decides that she will change. 1,000 steps are taken on the road to redemption when we accept and realize when we are wrong.
Please make me maaf, Junaid. Inshallah, we'll watch what I say. I don't want to break the happiness of our home.
I will. I always make you maaf. Everything is forgiven and forgotten. Choti, by any chance, does your sugar go up when you smell a rose?
while harmony is restored in Mulana's house by the mercy of Allah and the tact and wisdom of Mulana, Faisal's house has become something short of a war zone.
Faisal, how can you say that? She's your own daughter.
She's no longer my daughter if she marries that boy.
Didi, this is the only boy I have ever felt this way about. Please, please reconsider.
Ugh. Too bad. Take up smoking to deal with it then. What do people say? Firstly, he's younger than you. And on top of that, he's far below your league.
Where are you going, Layla?
To my room. I don't want to talk to this cruel man anymore.
Layla throws herself on the bed and sobs her heart out. Ah, if only we did not give our hearts away to illicit beloveds who cause problems directly or indirectly. Adila, meanwhile, is writing a fresh entry into her diary.
Dear diary, Ramadan is truly something special. It helps me cope better with the difficult relationship with my mother. It's easier to overlook in this month. After this Ramadan, inshallah, I will never go back to my old ways. Without doubt, it's true that there's only restlessness in sin. The fear that I might get caught is gone, and I feel so much more at peace after giving up the sins that had me in its claws. I read another letter from Hannah. She makes a very important point, which gives me courage. She says that be proud of being a Muslim, and that wearing your identity as a Muslim comfortably starts with talking about Allah Ta'ala with pride. She mentions that while she was in America, living the high life, she would feel uncomfortable when anyone would talk about Allah. She said if she had to talk about Deen, she would use the words the Almighty or the Creator. When her mother would read Salat in public places, she would squirm in embarrassment. And now, since she came to Afghanistan, she's amongst people who have nothing, yet have everything. There is nothing in their hand, but Allah is in their hearts, and His name continuously on their lips. And for that alone, she would never return to her old life.
Assalamu alaikum.
I never ever want to see you again. And stop SMSing me. Why don't you go look at my status message? It tells the whole world that I have a little deceptive cousin.
But Layla, I only told Abba because I care about you so much.
Don't give me that line. You wrecked everything for me, Adila. Your father practically forced Zakaria to propose to me. And that too in such a haphazard way. I always wanted fireworks and the works when I got proposed to. We were happy the way we were. Why did you and your father have to intervene?
But Layla...
Just forget it. You and me are no longer friends. I want to talk to your father.
Wait, please, just give me a chance to explain.
Put your father on the phone, I said, Adila.
Okay. Abba, there's a phone for you.
Who is it?
It's Layla.
Assalamu alaikum, Layla.
So you think your so-called well-meaning approach is helpful, but you knew Daddy wouldn't agree, so what you really wanted was for Zach and I to break up, isn't it? Are you worried people might say that the great Mulana Junaid's niece goes galling, or that she has a boyfriend? Why don't you sort your own daughter out first? Ask her about her chat room adventures and all the other things she gets up to.
Ya Khuda, what next? Adila, why? What is the need for you to go to chat rooms? Speaking from behind the screen of a phone doesn't make it halal or less sinful. We know what disgusting things are said in chat rooms. And that's where my daughter was spending hours at night.
I was wrong. I don't know what made me do it, but I promise you, I stopped going to chat rooms a few weeks back.
But what made you go in the first place? Adina, I don't understand.
I was a bit bored and also curious. I just wanted to see what all the hype was about. And then I got hooked. Sometimes I just get lonely being an only child.
But you... I understand it. But you have so many friends, so many things to do. Where was the time for this? When you feel lonely, come talk to Ma or me. Phone your friends, read a book, do some research on the net. Ask us to play your favorite sport with you. You wanted a table tennis set, I got it for you. But it hasn't been used for ages. If nothing brings you comfort, make dua and ask Allah to take that feeling of boredom away from you.
Daddy, how can I talk to mommy? We always end up in a fight.
But you have spoke to her, and inshallah things will be different around you. But for now, be patient with her. It's hard to change a lifetime long habit. Be more mindful of how you talk to her, Arila. Now, I'm asking you one question. Did you send any boy your picture? And I want the truth.
Gee, Abba.
I'm not even going to ask how many boys can break my heart. Remember when you were listening to CII the other day about the ban, the parda in Europe? You were so saddened. What dignity are you giving your parda by chatting to boys and sending them pictures? Isn't it making na shukar for having the freedom to wear it without any fear? Did you, be honest, did you wear your parda when you went out with Leila?
Sometimes.
Adi, I didn't force you to wear the parda because I wanted it to be your own choice. Now believe in the choice you made and give it the respect it deserves, Hannah.
Abba, please believe me that I gave up everything where I was going wrong over the past few weeks. I truly am trying to change.
I believe you, because before you would never give me your cell when I asked for it. I knew something was up when Leila asked you to cover, but I took your phone, I checked all the contents of your phone, and I'm okay with it. But I'll be keeping it for a while. Nothing personal, just precaution, eh, Adi? I'll get it. Assalamu alaikum.
Rana, please come quick.
What happened, Gori?
Leila ran away. She left a note saying that she's not coming back, and Faisal is just not bothered. Please, Molana, come and speak to him.
I'm coming now. Don't worry, Gori. Adi, Leila ran away. Quickly call your mother. I need to explain to her the situation quickly. Dial Leila's number also.
Funny how we turn to the ones we look down at in times of need. Molana explains the story to Choti, and they all race over to Faisal's place, where Gori is worried that Choti will scorn her for having a wayward daughter. But Choti's heart has been washed by the rahmah of Ramadan. She opens her arms up to Gori.
I'm so sorry, Gori. I can't imagine how you feel. It's horrible. Let's make dua she comes home safe.
Faisal, I can't believe you told her to get out of her house for such a stupid reason.
Hey, you know what? I don't want half-breed grandchildren. Besides, I know she'll come back. How far will she go? That one is so used to luxury, she won't last the night anyway.
Faisal, it's 1:30 in the morning. You should be worried. Wait, let me phone Yusuf.
Exciting. Family get-together.
Hello, Mamaji.
Yusuf, please make me laugh for disturbing you. Phone Zakaria and check if Leila is with him. She ran away earlier. Her phone is off.
Okay, just give me a minute. I'll check with him right now.
I'm telling you, man, she'll pull in any time. I'm going to sleep. You people can carry on breaking your heads. Besides, I think she booked into a hotel and she's trying to frighten me into agreeing.
Faisal, how can you be so uncaring? Gee, Yusuf?
Mamaji, this is crazy. Zef doesn't have a clue that she ran away and he doesn't know where she is. I just rechecked with Huzaifa to make sure. And he said Zakaria is talking the truth.
Sure, okay. See you Fajr time, Yusuf. Jazakallah for your help. Ya Allah, what are you going to do now? Allah, start taking all her friends' numbers down from your Korima. And share them, you can start SMSing them and find out if she's worth them.
Come, let me see how many numbers I have here. Hello?
Hi, ma'am. I know you might be a bit hysterical by now, but don't worry. I'm safe and I'm in good hands.
Leila, where are you? Leila, with who are you? Are you okay? Talk to me, please.
I'm fine, mommy. I'm with a good friend. And tell daddy that since he doesn't want me to marry out of the caste, I won't. But I'm going to stay here with this friend. Let's see how daddy will manage the pitying looks his prestigious committee members give him now.
Leila, who are you with? Please don't do anything stupid.
I'm with Ranbir, daddy's non-Muslim employee. Apparently, his ancestors were from our camp too. And don't bother coming to get me from his house. We're not there. You won't find us.